Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us again for another episode of Igniting Hearts with Benjamin and Tara Dietrich.
We're so glad you guys could join us today, and we are just so blessed to be able to bring more of what the Lord has been revealing to us to really share with you guys in this podcast.
Today, we're continuing talking about maintaining the fire. And when we say maintain, obviously we mean grow. We don't mean just keep what you have and be settled with that. You know, we don't mean that. But we mean to keep the spiritual passion that we have for God. Romans 12:11 says this, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." And that's really what we're talking about. How do we keep our spiritual fervor? How do we keep our zeal for the Lord? And today, what we want to talk about is maintaining the fire looks like serving when no one is watching. Serving when no one is watching.
We both feel that it's very important to maintain that fire in our own lives and even in ministry. Benjamin and I have been serving in full-time ministry, and so we've both had our ups and our downs in ministry, and yet we know that our hearts are still on fire for the Lord, and we've been contemplating, how does that look? Why are we still giving our yes every single day? And when we examined that, it's really the basis of serving.
Absolutely. And we want to keep encouraging you guys, because this is a season where the enemy is coming to try to disillusion and to steal our faith. This is a season where there is a sound of disbelief and unbelief in the earth. There's a sound of disillusionment. And in the midst of that sound of disillusionment, God wants to release a sound of spiritual fervor and fire. Mark 10:41-45 says this, "Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." So even Jesus himself, he served when no one was looking. He served when no one was watching. He came not to even be served, although he was the king. He deserved to be served. He deserved for all of humanity to bow down and worship him. But he came as the most humble, gentle, fragile thing possible, a human baby, and he gave his life as a ransom for many in service. And today we want to share with you some real stories of our own life of when we have served, when no one was looking and watching, and the tests that that put our hearts through and what it did in our spirits because of it. So Tara, why don't you start out with one of your stories of serving when no one is watching? Because guys, this is the crux of spiritual passion, maintaining our spiritual zeal and passion for the Lord. It's following in the footsteps of Jesus.
Amen.
And having the same mind and same attitude in us that he had in him, which was service. So take it away, my love. I'm sure you've got some doozies. We both do.
Absolutely. So as I was thinking about this and thinking about my time in ministry, I was really actually kind of surprised when I was thinking about the roles that I've personally served in. And most of the roles that I've served in have been those behind the scenes, quote unquote, roles that we talk about. It looked like the receptionist who would answer the phone for the ministry. It looked like the conference coordinator who literally set up the whole conference and took registrations and was the person working behind the scenes at our conferences. I worked as the travel assistant for my husband and other ministry leaders and making their travel arrangements and setting up their travel preparations when they were traveling to other churches or even the nations. I worked as the children's pastor and so on and so forth. And so a lot of my quote unquote full-time ministry hasn't been what we think of as microphones and speaking engagements and those things that we picture a full-time minister to be.
Even though you're amazing at preaching and speaking and teaching and all of that.
Well, thank you.
That amazing preaching and speaking and teaching is fueled by this. And that's really the point we're trying to make, is that everything that you do publicly is supposed to be fueled by who you are privately. And so, Tara, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to interject that there.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. Absolutely. I definitely think that when we talk about maintaining the fire, it doesn't look like those flashy platform moments, even though those are sometimes the peak and the pinnacle of what we're doing behind the scenes. Oftentimes that is the manifestation of the servant that you see that person has really plowed and gave their yes and all of that. But I was really just like, okay, God, thank you for the opportunity to serve. Thank you for the opportunity to be behind the scenes and to learn how to serve other ministers, other people, serve in an event that you want to see the full manifestation of what the Lord told us that we're going to accomplish at that event. It's an honor and it's a privilege to do those quote unquote mundane tasks that sometimes we're doing. And I remember one moment in my time of ministry where I was at receptionist and I was the main person answering phones. And I did that for years. And I thought to myself, you know what? If this is my assignment, I'm going to do it with joy and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. So I literally would try to answer those phones with a smile on my face, have the best attitude, even if the person on the phone maybe wasn't the nicest or maybe they weren't in the best of moods. I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to change their life by talking to me on the phone. That was the perspective and the attitude that I took. And oftentimes I would have people call back just to tell me how blessed they were by speaking to me that day. And honestly, in the moment, I was 18, 19, 20, and I didn't even realize the impact that I was having by just answering the phone and having a good attitude and blessing people. I didn't realize the effect that I was having on people, but it literally was just having the heart of Christ towards them, even on the phone. I wanted to be Christ in those moments. So.
It's so good. It's so good. And part of the reason that we're sharing a part of our journey in ministry is because we want you to see that you are in ministry.
Yeah.
Everybody listening to this, if you are a believer in Jesus, you are in ministry. And part of what we're doing today is we're sharing things in a ministry context because we want to demystify ministry to cause everybody to see that you are in ministry. If you're a mechanic, you're in ministry. If you're a grocery store stocker, you're in ministry. If you're at the checkout line at Target and working that job, you're in ministry. Everybody is in ministry. Every single believer in Jesus. And we're sharing these stories because it's like ministry is not always, like Tara said, platform ministry. It's not preaching, teaching, microphones. It's serving. Mm-hmm. And we can make an impact for Jesus and we can maintain our fire. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And as we said, Jesus himself set this example. Philippians 2, 5 to 11 says this, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Mm-hmm. And I wanted to read that whole verse out, and I wanted your ears to hear it as you're listening to this, because this is the crux. This is the truth and the proof of Christianity, that if we will have this mindset in us, we can see that any type of service unto the Lord is ministry, first to his heart and then to people, and you can have an impact right where you are. And that's what we want to empower you with. Empower you with the mindset that you can be an igniter of hearts, an igniter of revival, an igniter of the kingdom of God everywhere you go. I remember one of my first, oh man, assignments in ministry. I had gotten saved radically at 16. Many of you listening are friends of ours and know this story, but some of you don't. But got saved radically at 16. I'll share that story another time. But I started preaching almost right away in different churches. People gave me opportunities. My pastor gave me opportunity. Started leading worship, doing different things. And so at 17, almost 18 years old, I went right into Eagle's Wings. And that was the ministry I served in when I first started. And I thought I was going to be traveling the nations, prophesying, preaching, teaching, being an itinerant minister, all of that right away. And I wasn't. I served very practically right away. And about 3 months into that, Robert Stearns, who is the leader of that ministry, Eagle's Wings, called me over. And Robert has a flair for the theatric. He's a very passionate guy. He's a guy that could actually sing on Broadway if he wanted to. He's extremely gifted in many ways. And so he called me over to himself. And I was very dramatic. And I have a flair for the theatrical. And I went and I kneeled down in front of him. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get my first ministry assignment. It's going to be amazing. What nation am I going to? What message am I going to be heralding and preaching and all of that? And he said, Benjamin, I have your first ministry and you are going to be in charge of, and I'm thinking, I'm going to be in charge of the nations. I'm going to be in charge of this and that and the other thing. And he says, you're going to be in charge of the snow crew. And my heart literally sank. And I was like, okay, I kind of played it off and I hid how I really felt about it, but I sulked and went away and thought, God, what are you doing to me? Like, you called me into ministry and I'm going to be the head of the snow crew and shoveling snow. And this was in Buffalo, mind you, friends, that where it snows at least 6 months out of the year, probably sometimes seven, from about October to April, can even snow late in April. And I thought, God, what are you doing to me? And all of a sudden, the voice of the Lord came to me and said, I'm making you. I'm making you. I'm making you the person I want you to be.
It's so, so good. It's so powerful. And I just felt, even Benjamin, as you were talking, that the Holy Spirit quickened this verse to me. And I just wanted to encourage many of you that find yourself in that season of serving. Find yourself in that season of, okay, God, I'm plowing here. I'm maintaining my fire. I'm giving my yes. I'm doing the things that you've called me to do, but I haven't seen the fullness of what you have for me yet. I feel like the Lord even right now wants to encourage you to keep that fire burning and to keep maintaining your zeal even for the Lord. This verse came to my heart. It's Galatians 6, 9. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And I think some of us, when we don't see what we want to see, like Benjamin was saying, you know, I thought I was going to be doing itinerant ministry right away. I was called to the nations, but then I got this assignment. And there was many more after that, even that he could share story after story after story of years of serving in very practical ways. I really felt like it was in that time that God was teaching us to not grow weary in doing good and to be Christ-like in those moments, because it's in those moments that he was making us more like him than even in the moments that I'm sure that we could share now that we're having more of maybe a public platform ministry. It was in those moments, those secret places of our hearts that we gave our yes, that we cried tears, that were hard at times, that were confusing at times of why are we here? Why are we doing this? It was maintaining that fire that God can build upon.
Right. So good. Because here's the thing. Do you lose the fire that you feel in a church service or a revival service or when you get a prophecy or when you have a dream or a vision? Do you lose that fire when you're called to do something practical? Do you lose that fire when you're called to sweep the floor? Do you lose that fire when you're called to clean the toilets? Do you lose that fire? And if you do, then it needs to go deeper. I'm not going to throw judgment on you because we've all been there. Right. We've all lost the fire when we had to do something practical. But I'm just saying, it's like the Lord needs to go deeper in us. And I'm telling you, like, I wouldn't trade, we'll share another story next time, but I wouldn't trade those seasons for anything. Like in 2 days, I'm leaving, I'm going on a trip to Netherlands, then Croatia, then Switzerland, doing some things that were prophesied to me when I was even 16 years old when I got saved. And this trip is actually the fulfillment of some of those things. But I wouldn't trade the season of hauling garbage out of buildings and smashing my fingers between dumpsters and big metal things that I was hauling into the dumpster. I wouldn't trade sweeping the floors. I wouldn't trade shoveling the snow. I wouldn't trade that for anything, because the fellowship of the Lord was so sweet in those places. And so friends, we'll share more again next time. We're at about the 15-minute mark. We try to keep these short to serve you. You can listen to them on your commute. You can listen to them while you're washing dishes. You can listen to them before you go to bed, whatever. But we're going to share some more next time. But we want to encourage you. You are a minister right where you are. It starts first in yourself. Then it goes to your family. Then it goes to your neighbor. Then it goes to the nations. It doesn't go the opposite way. It doesn't go outward in. It comes inward out. And so be the light, ignite hearts, and allow the Lord even to ignite your heart in a new and a fresh way as you listen to this. May the Lord bless you. This is Benjamin and Tara signing off for now, and we'll see you again next time for another episode of Igniting Hearts.
Amen. And friends, don't forget, if you were blessed by this episode, please hit that like button and share this with your friends and leave us a review. That's a good way to get this podcast in others' hands, and let us know what you want to hear more about or what blessed you specifically from this podcast. Blessings.